Ah, it's tax season. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Keita, and Lauren Smith joining us on the live line. The professor, Grand Valley State University, senior manager at Hungerford Nichols, Chris Harper. Welcome back to Wood Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen.
We have a lot of changes in the last year. One of the things that people are doing working from home that might not have in the previous year, let's talk about two primary considerations when it comes to working from home. Are expenses deductible and allocation of wages for non-resident employees? What can you write off?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a big what if. It's a big it depends. If you're an employee, let me just cut to the chase and say that those expenses are not going to be deductible if you are classified as an employee. That answer could have been different a couple of years ago, but that major tax legislation that you all probably remember from a few years ago eliminated the miscellaneous category of itemized deductions, which pretty much threw that out the window. Now, if you're classified as an independent contractor, maybe you have a Schedule C on your tax return or some other type of business, then you may be able to claim some home office expense deductions. That's going to depend on facts and circumstances, but it all comes down to employee versus independent contractor.
And nothing has changed, even if your employer said you can't work here anymore, you have to work from home.
It's that classified, yeah. Unreimbursed employee expenses are part of the miscellaneous itemized deductions, and that entire category went away a couple of years ago. It's scheduled to come back, I think, in 2025, if I remember correctly.
Okay. So what about this non-resident thing?
Yeah.
That's a much bigger issue. So let me just pose a scenario here. You don't live somewhere that imposes an income tax, but your employer is physically located within the boundaries of a city that does impose an income tax, and then you work from home. So let's just hypothetically say we had this guy named Steve who lives in Grand Rapids Township, but primarily works from a radio studio in downtown Grand Rapids. Generally, his income is taxable as a non-resident. It's at half of the rate of a resident, but still, he has some exposure to City of Grand Rapids income tax. But on occasion, if he telecommutes from his home studio, the hours he works from home, not taxable to the city of GR, because he's actually performing those duties outside of the city limits.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
So that's different,
yeah,
per individual. And how do you even check up on something like that if you're the IRS?
Well, it's not going to be the IRS. It's going to be the city income tax department.
Right.
And they're paying close attention. I'll tell you this much right now. Some of the research that I did, I looked at what the Michigan Department of Treasury has to say about this, and they're pretty clear that there's no provision in the City Income Tax Act that permits cities to tax wages earned outside of the city. We could get into some technical details, but I do want to let you know that, you know, a lot of your listening audience is exposed to the city of Grand Rapids, and that's not the only city in Michigan that imposes an income tax, but most likely to affect folks. And if you go to the City of Grand Rapids Income Tax website, click on the individual tax forms, you will see a link that says COVID work allocation form. The city has said a signed copy of this worksheet must be attached to your return or the wage allocation will be disallowed. And this has to be signed by your employer. So they're paying attention.
Wow. And again, especially when things get complex, a CPA is always a great idea, and we couldn't do this segment without ours. Professor at Grand Valley State University and senior manager at Hungerford Nichols, Chris Harper, is always a pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure. This is real dollars for folks, but you got to make sure you do it right.